Your Congressman Anthony Weiner executive summary.
I tweeted a photograph of myself, explicit nature, Facebook, email, and occasionally on the phone. 6 women over the last 3 years. I panicked, hacked, terrible mistake. Deeply regret, a very dumb thing to do. Harm to my wife and my family, and I am not resigning.
Key words there, not resigning. But Congressman Weiner is not out of hot water yet.
A media-loving lawmaker goes into the chipper. We examine the spin cycle for a Democratic critic of President Obama. Congressman Weiner's dog days ahead. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. There's plenty else going on in the world besides Washington's Wither-Wiener obsession on this Tuesday, June 7th.
Well, let's get right to some of that other news. We'll start with President Obama speaking about the future of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He faces a difficult decision this month when he decides how many U.S. troops to bring home from Afghanistan this summer.
I'll be making announcements soon. What I've said is this summer is a summer of transition where we start handing over more responsibility for the security of Afghanistan to the Afghan government.
The president tells Hearst Television the original plan was to bring home about 5,000 U.S. soldiers next month, but the situation on the ground may speed that up.
By us killing Osama bin Laden, getting al-Qaeda back on its heels, stabilizing much of the country in Afghanistan so the Taliban can't take it over, it's now time for us to recognize that we've accomplished a big chunk of our mission.
The military's preference is for a gradual, conditions-based withdrawal.
To Iraq now, where our partner, the New York Times, is reporting that the U.S. military is paying 10 Iraqi tribal leaders $10,000 a month each, ostensibly for a highway beautification program, but more likely for security, as U.S. military commanders say they're faced with a difficult, dangerous mission getting the last troops out of Iraq safely. In recent weeks, insurgents have stepped up their efforts to kill Americans, highlighted by yesterday's rocket attack that killed 5 U.S. soldiers. Turning now to Yemen, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reportedly working with the Saudis on an immediate transition of power.
We think an immediate transition is in the best interests of the Yemeni people.
President Ali Saleh, meanwhile, remains in a Saudi hospital. U.S. officials tell CNN Saleh suffered burns on 40% of his body, has a collapsed lung. Yemen's vice president dismissed that report and says Saleh will return to power within days.
It looks like Syria's government is getting ready for another crackdown. It's blaming armed gangs for killing more than 100 members of its security forces in a northern town, and it's now moving its army in that town's direction. Here in the U.S., that huge wildfire in Arizona is getting worse. It's now about 365 square miles in size. That's an area about the size of New York City. Thousands of residents like Barbara Keene have been told to be ready to evacuate.
I can't even describe it. It's just horrific. I'm going to have to get, I think, a mask because it's really hard to breathe here.
Officials think the fire was started by an abandoned campfire. And Austin Goolsbee, President Obama's longtime economic advisor, will resign this summer and return to teaching at the University of Chicago.
To the men behaving badly portion of the broadcast, Strauss Kahn of the IMF officially pleaded not guilty in court yesterday. New York Congressman Anthony Weiner says gave his mea culpa to the media yesterday, but he's not the only one in trouble these days. Federal prosecutors say they have emails proving former candidate John Edwards knew about payments to his pregnant mistress. Edwards is charged with breaking campaign finance laws. Looking at the markets now, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street after a period of selling. The Dow gets underway at 12,089, the S&P opens at 1,286, and the Nasdaq begins trading at 2047. Coming up this morning, lots of stories from listeners, victims of the housing crisis, struggling to keep out of foreclosure. Lots of your shared stories of foreclosure difficulties, paperwork problems, and we're also talking about credit in the so-called subprime auto market. Beth Koebleiner will be here. But a political crisis begins our hour. We talk with Congressman, and we talk about Congressman Anthony Weiner. Here's how Takeaway listener David in Schenectady, New York, puts it all on Facebook. If he told the truth from the beginning, he would have fared better. Boy, that's an old story. Have your reaction, 877-8-MY-TAKE.